Hello students, I am Fred Asibe, your Just One Basic Technology teacher. In today's lesson, I'll be teaching on a topic called Woodwork Hand Tools. Before I proceed, I want you to look at the objective of today's lesson. The objective of today's lesson is that at the end of this lesson, you should be able to know the introduction to Woodwork Hand Tool, classes of Woodwork Hand Tool, and uses of measuring tools. Now let's start with introduction to woodwork hand tools. Hand tools has been used by women since the Stone Age, when stones were used for hammering and cutting. During the Bronze Age, tools were made by casting the copper and tin alloys. Bronze tools were sharper and harder than those made up of stone. During the Iron Age, iron replaced bronze, and tools became even stronger and more durable. The Romans developed tools during this period, which are similar to those being produced today. In the period since the Industrial Revolution, the manufacture of tools has transitioned from being craftsman-made to being factory-produced. Hence, every woodmaker, carpenter or cabinet maker knows that good and functional tools are needed to fabricate good wood products or jobs. Therefore, in this lesson, we shall discuss on woodwork hand tools. Now, let's know what this hand tool is. A hand tool is any tool that is powered by hand rather than a motor. Once again, a hand tool is any tool that is powered by hand rather than a motor. In other words, hand tools are those tools used without electricity, while power tools are operated with electricity. Let's look at classification of woodwork hand tools. As classes of woodwork hand tools. The woodwork hand tools are classified into measuring tools, setting and marking out tools, driving tools, holding devices, boring tools, cutting tools. Once again, the woodwork hand tools are classified into the following: measuring tools, setting and marking out tools, driving tools, holding devices, boring tools, and cutting tools. In today's lesson, you shall focus on measuring tools. Now, let's know what measuring tools is. Measuring tools are used to determine length and width of wood. They include the metric rule, caliper, divider, and etc. as many that can measure or determine the length and width of wood. They are all measuring tools. Now let's start with metric rule. A metric rule is used to measure length, width, or breadth of objects. We all know it is made up of wood, steel, or plastics. In fact, they come in different lengths. That's what a metric rule is. So let's look at the caliper. Calipers are measuring instruments that are used to measure the diameter of a circular shape. Once again, calipers are measuring instruments that are used to measure the diameters of circular shape. There are three types of calipers. These are inside caliper, outside caliper, or leg caliper. Let us know what inside caliper is. Inside calipers are used to measure the inside diameter of a hole or inner part of a circular object. So if you want to measure the inside diameter of any given object or a hole or the inner part of a circular object, the correct tool here to use is the inside caliper. Outside caliper. It is used to measure the diameter of outside part of a cylindrical bar. So the outside caliper is used to measure the diameter of outside part of a cylindrical bar. Now the outer caliper. The outer caliper is used in measuring the center of a bar. So if you want to measure the center of any given bar, the outer caliper is required to. So one thing with all leg calipers is that one of its legs is curved inward, while the other leg is straight. It's also called a Janie's caliper. So if you don't want to call it the odd leg caliper, you can call it the Janie's caliper. The divider. The divider is used in scribing arcs, curves, circles, and for setting up distances. In other words, if you want to use divider, anything you want to use divider for, once you want to scribe out circles, curves, arcs, and you want to set off any distance, the required tool there for you to use is a divider. They are two-legged steel instruments. So what it means by that is that it has two sharp pointed legs. If you open up your mask set now, you see one. Those instruments there, the one that has two sharp pointed legs is called a divider. So before I call it a day, in today's lesson, I believe that you must have understood the history of woodwork hand tools, classes of woodwork tools, and the uses of measuring tools. That's why we draw the curtain for today's lesson. For any question with respect to today's topic, please call me on +234 8069 373792 or via WhatsApp +234 8069 373792. Steve Fred Asibi, your just one basic technology teacher. Until when next we meet, stay safe.